Tom Karkle and the WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast says, going to be cloudy, chance for some lingering morning showers. We will have a high near 45 degrees. Kenosha right now with some light rain, 33. Mostly cloudy in Burlington, 33. Light rain in Milwaukee, it's 34 degrees. And some light rain in Racine, also at 33. A proposed cut in funding for the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative by the Trump administration would amount to eliminating that program, according to Racine's Mayor John Dickert. The current proposal is to reduce the funding level from $300 million down to $10 million. Mayor Dickert in Washington this week trying to lobby members of Congress to oppose that reduction.
The $300 million that we get is usually just partial funding for other project work that we do. So by taking it out, it's kind of like saying to a cancer patient, we found the cancer early, so we can either spend a day in one treatment fixing it, or we can wait till it becomes, you know, stage four full-blown cancer, and then we'll try to treat it then. And it doesn't make any sense, and it's not economically feasible.
Mayor Dickert's in Washington representing the city and the Great Lakes St. Lawrence Cities Initiative. So far, he says the response on Capitol Hill has been positive. He's been using the example of Racine's North Beach to press his point. He adds that the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative provides funding for issues that range from a number of things like preventing invasive species and pollution to just cleaning up the water after such things as oil spills. Governor Walker joining with other state Republicans and Democrats in opposing the funding cut for the initiative. Noting it's a use it or lose it kind of scenario, the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department seeking the authority to spend about $174,000 for some new equipment out of a fund made up of money forfeited during drug investigations. Sheriff David Beth before the County Board's Finance and Administration Committee saying that the money would be used to buy a variety of items from equipment for patrol officers and the dive team, tactical gear equipment for the new riot team. Beth noting that when Milwaukee asked for help during their situation last year with all that unrest, the county's equipment's a little bit lacking.
They asked for help, and the one thing that we found out is that we are sorely lacking any equipment other than some old wooden batons and some old helmets. Hopefully it never happens again, but if it does, we at least like to have, I think we're getting 20 sets of riot equipment.
Says the department came up with kind of a shopping list to start using that funding after it appeared last year that money may no longer be available. Same committee, by the way, recommending that the Sheriff's Department be allowed to accept a surplus military vehicle, which is being made available to law enforcement for free. The sheriff telling the committee it's similar to a Bearcat. It's worth about $680,000. It's free, but he says there will be some expenses involved, including about $4,000 to have it shipped from California. A Pleasant Prairie woman facing charges in Racine County Circuit Court accused of being under the influence of prescription drugs when her vehicle struck two others on Douglas Avenue in Caledonia Tuesday night. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
31-year-old Chelsea Styron appeared in Racine Circuit Court charged with intoxicated use of a vehicle causing great bodily harm and causing injury while driving intoxicated. According to court documents, Styron was northbound on Douglas Avenue when her car crossed the center line near 7 Mile Road and struck another vehicle head-on, sending it into a ditch. Styron's car then struck another vehicle. The driver of one of the cars was airlifted to Milwaukee for treatment of multiple injuries. Styron allegedly told police that she had taken some medication earlier in the day, then indicated she had taken different pills. Officers found several bottles of medication in her car. Styron is scheduled to return to court next week for a preliminary hearing on the charges. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
And 18-year-old Burlington resident Cody McCarthy charged in Racine County Circuit Court with obstructing an officer and attempting to flee after allegedly popping a wheelie on a motorcycle and then eluding an officer's pursuit. This happened Wednesday, according to the criminal complaint. It says that a Burlington officer observed the teen doing the wheelie stunt with the motorcycle near some other vehicles on Milwaukee Street near Bridge Street. When the officer activated the squad's lights and sirens, McCarthy allegedly took off at about 55 to 60 miles per hour in a 25-mile-an-hour zone. Investigation did lead to him being found, however. According to the charging document, he admitted doing the wheelie stunt, then trying to get away because he was, quote, scared and didn't know what to do, unquote. His preliminary hearing is March 23rd. The 11th annual St. Patrick's Day Parade in downtown Racine going to begin tomorrow at noon from State and Main Streets. It'll go south on Main to 6th Street, then head west over to City Hall. You don't have to be Irish to enjoy the event. It will include the Fire Bells, musical groups, the Harley Riders, local politicians, and a whole lot more. And once the parade is over, downtown Racine shops are open, especially for anybody who hasn't been through the area in a while or never. www.racinedowntown.com has all kinds of details. Back in June of the year 1852, Racine's historic Mound Cemetery was created. Up until the need for metal with World War II, an identifying sign had been in place, but now there is an effort to bring back that historic look. During the Landmarks Preservation Commission meeting, Cemetery Board President James Feeney explained that the effort to have a Mound Cemetery sign back on the grounds has been about a 4 to 5 year effort.
Bob Hartman originally designed the first sign. It was to go at the northwest corner of Mound Cemetery. And over the years, funding with the Shoe and Preservation Scene had offered to pay for the sign.
Meanwhile, Steve Prochaska with Michael Sign said it became clear that two signs were really needed, and with the available budget, in his words, we're doing the job a little bit above cost, but to make sure that we do things right.
The signs are real quiet. They're not going to be lighted. They're not going to be anything that's going to be obtrusive in anybody's look. It's just going to be a real subdued look. The frames work is going to be black, matte finish. The letters are going to be more of a brushed silver, brushed aluminum. It's going to have a little bit of a raw metal look to it. But they'll be in concrete footings. They won't be anywhere near anybody's going to be touching with a plow. There's no maintenance that's going to be needed for them. So once they're up, they're going to be there for quite a while.
The Mound Cemetery signs, one for Kinsey Avenue and West Boulevard, the other at 12th and West Boulevard, like with the cemetery board supported by the Landmarks panel. Oh, and it was mentioned there's no issue with any of the mounds inside of the cemetery to interfere with placement of the signs. UW Parkside and the Parkside Foundation announcing a gift of more than $100,000 from Racine residents David Beach and Carmen Regal. The gift will establish the Beach Regal Gift of Music Endowed Scholarship. It'll provide support to students in Parkside's music program. The impact of the Beach Regal donation and other gifts to the Gift of Music Endowment Scholarship Program going to be doubled thanks to a matching fund set up by the Francis M. Bedford Group. The Beach Regal gift celebrates the couple's dedication to the arts and education. Beach was an associate professor and professor emeritus now of psychology, served the school for 35 years until retiring in 2007. He and Regal, a former school counselor, active community volunteers, among Parkside's most dedicated music supporters. The Gift of Music Endowment Scholarship is going to be the largest endowment scholarship to date, exclusively for Parkside music students. Oh, and Festival Foods and Heartland Produce of Kenosha are partnering up to provide monthly deliveries of fresh produce to the Racine-Kenosha Community Action Agency, adding yet another facet to the organization's senior food program. Previously, it provided only non-perishable items such as canned foods, cheese, cereal, pasta, things like that. Program will add fresh produce to the foods eligible seniors receive through the Cupboard Bound program. There's more information available from the Racine-Kenosha Community Action Agency's Racine Branch. WRJN.com. That's our webpage. We keep our newscast in the local news section. At WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.